There you go. Count down.
What's your mother's of?
Shwani's Samed the Brishas now in Shalom.
Baruch Hashem, can I
talk? Israel, Samed.
Israel, oh right, okay, very nice. I remember once somebody wanted to make a bris, and there were two mechatonim, and they were both called Eliezer, and one of them had died.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Monday, 24th of Iyar, 15th of May, Rabbi Yanki Wieserfeld Schlitter, Awesome Ashrei, Part 3. This week's Torah way is sponsored by Max Grosnas, Ilya Nishmaster of Arya Leib, Zachron Lebrocha Ben Horav, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Lopian, and Zoycha Tzadav Kodesh Lebrocha, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday, and also by family Silver, Ilya Nishmaster Ben Abuchuru, Rabbi Chosid Nissen Moshe, Zachron Lebrocha Ben Yibod Lachaim Tov Yudin, Rabbi David Michoel HaKohen, the second Yahrzeit was yesterday.
Okay, so Rabbi Sai, first of all, I'm grateful to Torah Way giving me the platform to say a few words to the Nishmas, my Shver Zecharon Lebrocha, whose 27th Yahrzeit was on Friday. And this learning should be Leil Nishmas, so you should have a lechtig Gan Eden. The in Awesome Ashrei 1, which was Leil Nishmas, my father Zichron Levracha and my Shviga Olei Shalom. Just to remind us of what we learned till now. For those of you who weren't here, and for those of you who've forgotten, like me. Yeah, so we learned there that Chazal praised Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei Tehillel David Ar Milcha Lakai HaMelech, and said this is the best Kaviochel. It sounds like this is the most important or the best capital in Tehillim. Moral says in Brachos Daf Dalet that anybody who says this capital Tehillim three times a day is Zoicha, yeah, Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Habo. And therefore Chazal fixed it, and they said, we should say it three times a day. And we went through, what are the malas? Why did Chazal decide that this is the optimum capital Tehillim? So they said, because there are two things. First of all, it goes according to the Aleph base. Each pasuk starts with the next consecutive letter of the Aleph base. And secondly, because it contains the pasuk, Poiseach es yodecho maspia lechol chai rotzoin. And we discussed the structure of Ashrei. Where did the first two psukim get added on? Where did the pasuk v'anachnu nevorechko get added on at the end, and why? We discussed about we said that the Aleph base, it goes in the seder of the Aleph base, but the letter Nun is missing, and we discussed why not. We go from Malchus Malchus Kol Olamim to Soimich Hashem L'chol Anoflim, and there's no pasuk beginning with Nun, and we said it's because it represents the Filo. Why couldn't Dovda Melech have come up with a nice pasuk which starts with a nice letter Nun, etc. We discussed all that. We discussed why it should be three times a day. Sholosh Pomim, yeah, there's one Gius in the Gemara that says only once a day, and then there are Pshotim, like for instance one that said that you should say it three times a day in order that at least once a day you'll say it with Kavona. And then we had another Chiddush that said that you should say it three times a day, but not more than three times a day, not four, not five times a day. And then we discuss why is the Pasuk Poseach Hashidechel preferable to other Psukim that discuss HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving panos to the whole world, like Noisen Lechem Lechol Bosor and Teref Nosan Lireyov. We discussed that as well. And then briefly we discussed as well the question of Zecher Avduchu Yabiyu, whether or not it's Zecher or Zeche. And we discussed the parallel with Pashas Amalek. Yeah, Tibche Zecha Amalek, Zecha Amalek. What's the right form? Okay. Then we went on to Awesome Ashrei Part 2. Awesome Ashrei Part 2 was Lila Nishmas, my mother, on the day of the Shloshim, Olei HaSholim. And there we discussed the halachic aspect of it, and we learned that Kavona is Ma'akev in Poiseach Es Yodecho. If you're not Mechavon in Poiseach Es Yodecho, then there is a chiv to go back and to say it again. And we discussed how much you have to say, whether you have to go over the whole of Tehillel David till the end, or just the Posuk Poiseach, or La Halacha Pashtus, it's from Poiseach till the end of the capital. And there was a toilet in that, because I had a couple of people come up to me afterwards and said they didn't know that halacha at all, that one has to go back and repeat. And therefore, it's obviously kedai. It's kedai to remember as well that this chiyuv to be mechaven in the posuk Paseach Hasidecho, and to go back if you missed it out, and to be mechaven again, to say the posuk over, is in all three ashrays. Not just the ashray in the middle of Pesuk in Zimro, but the ashray before Ovolatzion, and the ashray at the beginning of Mincha. And certainly the time that I've spent investigating and looking up things to share with you on this subject has helped me as well. I mean, I think about Poseach HaSyodecho and Ashrei much more often now than I did beforehand. So it's a toilet for me, even if for nobody else. I hope for others as well.
Me too.
Leila Nishmas Vashfeh Zecharin Levrocha.
Did you why you have to touch your tefillin, what do you say?
No, we haven't discussed that.
Oh.
That's one of the questions, which is a difficult question, because I can't find an answer. The question is, why do we touch our tefillin when we say, Poseach HaSyodecho Masbi'a L'chol Chai Rotzoin? So I saw one story brought down online, which was that somebody came in to the Sasa Vereba, who lives in Kiryat Yisroch Moshe, outside Tel Aviv, and he said that he was a Holocaust survivor. He was a Holocaust survivor. He wasn't frum for many, many years, and then gradually he became a little bit closer. He used to come into the Beis HaMedrash, and the story is brought down there that he said to the Rebbe, and by the way, he asked the Rebbe this question: why do we kiss our tefillin? Why do we touch our tefillin when we say Poseach HaSyodecho Masbi'a L'chol Chai Rotzoin? What?
We don't kiss.
You don't kiss?
No, we only touch.
We touch.
No, we do
touch.
Kiss. We hold tight.
Yeah. You don't do this?
No, we do.
There we go. We touch.
Oh, a lot of people kiss as well on the way. They kiss on the way up. Yeah, like this?
Yeah.
And then, no? Okay, so touch or whatever it is, okay? So they asked the Sasser Rebbe, and the Sasser Rebbe said, I don't know. Yeah, Sasser Rebbe says, I don't know, and I must be honest, I have asked this question to a few other Rabbonim in the area and in Manchester, and they don't know either. Okay, and I haven't found it. I've looked it up, and I don't know.
But
this man said to the Sasser Rebbe, he said he was in a concentration camp. He said he was in the concentration camp during the war. He was a war survivor and a Holocaust survivor. He was in the concentration camp. He said, the idea is that even in, and we'll discuss this later a bit, even in the worst situation, when you are bound, when you are tied, when you're sort of restricted, yeah, as in symbolically when the tefillin are around you, nevertheless you have to think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's keeping you alive. But this was the man speaking from his own experience. This was his feeling. I preferred the pshat that I heard from Chazk Leibert, and I think it was his own pshat. Chazk Leibert said to me, he thinks it's poshut. We always think, Koichi v'oitzim yodi oso li esachai lazeh. My brains, my chochma, my plans, my investments, whatever it is, plus v'oitzim yodi, the things that I've done with my hand, whether it's the work, whether it's things that I've built, things that I've written, whatever it is, it's always the brain and the hand, yeah, represent the fact of a person's achievement. He said, the Rabbi Hashem says, when we say Poseach HaSyodecho U'Masbi'a L'chol Chai Rotzoin, remember it's the Rabbi Hashem who provided you with your panosa, not your koichi, not your moichi, not your oitzim yodi, yeah, but it's the Rabbi Hashem Poseach HaSyodecho who provides you with panosa. So therefore we touch our tefillin at that time in order to remember that. It's a nice idea.
I don't understand. What's it still got to do with tefillin?
Pardon? What's it got to do with the tefillin? Because that's reminding you of the Rabbeinu Shem, I think. I don't know whether it's more than that. Also, it's very interesting that when we put on our tefillin, we say the Pesuk, Poseach HaSyodecho Masbi'a L'chol Chai Rotzoin. And that's, yeah?
Everybody.
Yeah, we say that there.
Yeah,
and
do
what?
Do.
You don't?
I don't.
We do. No, we don't kiss then. What? Yeah, not when I'm counting, no. Stop. People don't say it. Anyway, it's very interesting because that's the only context. Where do we say Poseach HaSyodecho? We say it in Ashrei, and we're thinking about Panosa, and we say it in Hazon HaSakol. Nusach Svad says, Koma Poseach HaSyodecho Masbi'a L'chol Chai Rotzoin, which is by Hazon HaSakol. We say it in Yiras Hashem Kedoshov. Lo Yo Isi Tzadik Nazov, Zahar Mavakish Lochem, but we say it there as well, Poseach HaSyodecho Masbi'a L'chol Chai Rotzoin in Yiru, which is also to do with Panosa and benching. The only time when we don't seem to say, when we say Poseach HaSyodecho, it doesn't have any connection with Panosa, is when we put on our tefillin. So I don't have an answer for that. There's still a lot to find out.
Counting without counting.
I don't know about the counting.
No, you're counting seven without actually one, two, because you're not supposed to do one, two, three, four.
Okay, and therefore?
Therefore, you're using the potter in your mind to get the seven right.
Is that right?
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that. My boy said, does everybody know that when you count the number of times that you've wound your tefillin around your shaliyad, that you...
Yeah.
You count them, and in order not to count from 1 to 7, I don't know why you can't.
Why
can't you count from 1 to 7? Why can't you use numbers? So you say, yeah. 7 pesuk. Yeah. Ah, so it's 7. And there could be any other pesuk. I don't know. Okay, fine. But if you say that it has a connection, with the idea of Parnosa, with the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after me, and it's not me, I don't know. Okay, otherwise, answers on a postcard. Let's get on, because we need to learn something. Right, we've got... Or Samashre number four. We'll finish with the kasha as well, which is the kasha we've discussed here. Okay, the question is as follows. If it's important for us to be mechaven, poiseach es yodecho, and it's ma'akev b'dievet, that you have to repeat it, what does poiseach es yodecho mean? Let's go through the posuk letter by letter. It has some very, very interesting pshatim and kavonos. But just to say as a hakdoma, that the Kaf HaChaim brings down that a person should say poiseach es yodecho, he should be mechaven the poshet pshat, but he should also be mechaven as Hashemois and the Ramozim, etc., etc. Okay, he was Sfaradi, the Kaf HaChaim. He says that at the same time, whilst you're being mechaven poiseach es yodecho, poshet pshat, which he says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides panosa to the entire world, that's the simple pshat, but he says you should also be mechaven, Ramozim, Shemus, etc., etc. We had an opportunity once to discuss all the Ramozim and Shemois, not in Orsa Mashre 1, not in Orsa Mashre 2, but between Orsa Mashre 2 and 3, when one morning a speaker came late. So we had a few minutes to pad. We had a few minutes to discuss something, so we discussed some of the Ramozim. I'll just recap a couple of things. Poiseach es yodecho is Rosh Hashanah Pei Aleph Yud. Pei Aleph Yud is the gematria of 91, and 91 is the same gematria as Omein. Very interesting. I gave a drosha at a Sheva Brochus not long ago, where the chosen is special needs, and I wasn't sure how much the chosen would understand. And I didn't know the chosen personally, but I was told, you know, make it simple. Anyway, so I said that we say by a chasna, we wish people that the zivug should be oile yofe. Yeah, what's the expression yofe? Why dafke yofe? So I went through various pshatim yofe, but one of the pshatim yofe is it's a gematria of 91 as well, the same gematria as Omein. Yeah, same gematria as Omein, and here the same gematria as Poiseach es yodecho, Pei Aleph Yud is 91, and Omein is also 91. So, and I had, you know, different pshatim in Yofe. Chosson came over to me after the drosha, yeah, and he said to me, very nice, he said, Yofe is gematria 91. So I said, yes. So he said, yeah, and Ilon's also gematria 91. I said, oh wow, really, amazing. Yeah, that he came up with that on the spot. And then he said to him, Malach is also gematria 91. Yeah, and then he said, and Pei Aleph Yud of Poiseach es Yodecho is also gematria 91. So this 91 it sounds like a pretty good, what's it called? The Soifet Eivos of Poiseach es Yodecho is Chatach, Ches Tov Chof. And Ches Tov Chof is known as the Shame of Parnosa, is one of the Shemois, and if you do the Ches Taf Chaf in Atbash, then you get to Samach Aleph Lamed, and Samach Aleph Lamed is also Gematria 91. So you've got another connection between the Pei Aleph Yud at the beginning and the Ches Taf Chaf at the end. Then you've got Ches Taf Chaf Chatach is the Gematria of 428. Yeah, it makes 428, and 428 is the gematria of Umaspia. So again, you've got a connection between the Chestof and the Chof and the Umaspia. There's more to it than that as well. It says that together 91 for Pei Aleph Yud, and Samach Aleph Lamed, which was 91 Ba'at Bash, and Chatach 428 gives us a total of 610. 610 is the gematria of Meiser. Yeah, as well known that it's also the gematria of Male Asomena Sova. It's also the gematria of Eina Lehimzo Losecho. So there are plenty of Ramozim here to what's called. I also thought I don't know whether it means anything, but Lechol Chai Rotsoin is Rosh Tevis Rochel. I don't know whether or not there's any simon in that, whether there's any kavona in that, but just something that came up whilst I was looking through. Let's have a look.
You made me think about all of these papers.
Well, yeah.
By that time you're up to Lingam.
Oh, so let me save you. Let me save you from that with the Loshen of the Chai Odom. The Chai Odom brings down a Loshen from the Marshal. And basically what the Marshal says is that there are many people who think that they understand the oimik of the posuk. They understand, and he's talking generally about psukim. And there are Ramozim, and there are secrets, and there are gematrias, and there are soidas, and drush, and pardes, and all sorts of things. He says most of them don't understand what they're talking about. He said, ein lonu esek benistoros, says the Marshal. We don't get involved in these things. The Chai Odom brings down the Marshal here for Pesach Hesyodecho, and he says, forget all these complicated and detailed machshovas and kavonas and soidas, etc., etc. So just learn the poshut of pshat. Pesach Hesyodecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds us all. That's what the Chai Odom says in response. He says, here we go. Lachein ahuvai. He says, therefore, my beloved ones, al teilich baderech itom. Don't go with them. Ve'ein lecho esek ben historis. Don't get involved with mystic secrets. Yeah, ki ilu hein yoidim u'mavinim rozeh ha-Torah u'tzfuneho, as if they understand the secrets of the Torah. V'halavai sheyedu ha-golui. V'halavai they would understand the poshut pshat. Al kein nahag kedakecho. They should do what they want to do. You do the right thing. The world. That's the Chai Odom, and therefore we move on to understand. So what's the Poshut Pshat in Poseach Es Yodecho? So we'll just go through the words themselves, Poseach Es Yodecho, have a look at some of the Pshotim that have come up. One of them is as follows. Poseach means he opens. Yeah, we're talking about here the praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Some people think it's a tefillah or it's a command. Open your hand and give us parnosa. It's not. It's not a tefillah either. That we're not asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to open his hand. These are psukei dezimra. We're giving the Ribbono Shel Olam shvach. So poseach means he opens. If poseach means he opens, then what's es yodecho, your hand? He opens your hand. Yeah. Does that make sense? So the question, so says the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra asks the Kasha. And the Ibn Ezra says, you've got to go back to the previous posuk. We're talking now in the second person towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, that all eyes are up towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the V'ato goes on the Poseach Es Yodecho as well. V'ato Poseach Es Yodecho, and you open your hand. So it's not Poseach, he opens, but it's a continuation, kaviyochol, of the previous posuk, which is addressing the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the same way that all eyes are upon you, and everybody looks towards you for panosa, therefore you are Poseach es Yodecho. So that's the pshat of the Ibn Ezra, to understand what Poseach es Yodecho. What does es mean? It says, Shimon Amsuni Oidarech Koles in Shebetoyo. So es must mean something as well. Poseach es Yodecho. One could say Poseach Yodecho, that you open your hand. Zog Rabbi Schwab, Rabbi Shimon Schwab, in Schwab on prayer, he says Aleph Tov. Aleph Tov represents Teva, the normal world. We're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, please, I don't want Parnosa in an exceptional way. I don't want Parnosa b'derech neis. I don't want Parnosa like the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa with the golden leg that came down from heaven and then took away from his chelek. I don't want miracle wells on a death mark, on a death march, you know, that people should suddenly discover and bezoicha thing up. And I don't want any nisim to take place and to take away from my zechuyos. Aleph Tov, he says, is the regular world. Aleph Tov, the regular seder ho'olam, the seder ha'teva. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me normal parnosa in a normal way. No miracles, no exceptions, no crises. Yeah, I just want to live a normal life, Rabbi Yishai. So he says that's his suggestion of the meaning of the word Es Yodecho, Aleph Letov. Yeah, could well be. Yeah. I don't know. Shimnam Sunni Dashan. Well, Ronnie's just suggesting that Shimnam Sunni Dashan all the Es in Shabbat Torah. And this is Poseach Es Yodecho is in Tehillim, therefore you don't necessarily have to darshan it. But if the word is there and Rabbi Schwab has a thought on it, I thought I'll share it with you anyway. But you're right, Shimon Am Sunni probably didn't darshan this particular S. Yeah. Yeah, well, there are loads of S's, I mean, all over the place.
There was one S which he didn't understand, and then he gave up.
That's right. Anyway. Correct, and the Rabbi Akiva came along and darshaned. Yeah. Okay, what?
One of the translators is just.
Well, S is normally a word that doesn't have a translation, it just indicates a direct object.
Yeah,
S. So, but on the other hand, the word must mean something. That's what we learn from Shimon Am Sunni, at least. That if the word is there, Es Hashem Lekechatira was the one that he was Purish from, yes? Because he didn't understand what you include with the Rabbeinu Shem. But he said that S is always marva something.
When you say it, you feel it does mean something, but you're not quite...
We don't know what. It's like the word Selo. Well, we say Selo be'emes, yeah? But what does it mean? Okay.
I don't know whether it's emphasis or whether it's...
Don't know. Okay. Yodecho. What does Yodecho mean? Poiseach, we've learnt. Yeah, it means you open. Es, we've learnt. Natural panosa, that's what we're looking for. Now Yodecho. So what does Yodecho mean, Maxi? You're waving there? Oh, Maxi goes like that. But Yodecho is written Yud Dalad Chof in the singular. It's not written in the plural. So does it mean your hand? Or does it mean Rabbeinu Shalom, you open your hands, plural? So, we find by the Rabbeinu Shalom, we find both things, both concepts. Sometimes the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands are described as hand singular. For instance, Kumo Lekim Kenas Yodecho, Yoim Avalai Tichbad Alai Yodecho, Alafoi Vai Tishlach Yodecho. And we speak about the Yod Chazoko, the Rabbeinu Shalom was right in the Tzuyah, which is singular. We say at night, Be Yodecho Avkidruchi, that I've deposited my Ruach with you, the Rabbeinu Shalom, in your hand, singular. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu off for thinking that it's not possible for the Rabbeinu Shalom to feed the entire world, the Rabbeinu Shalom said to him, Hayad Hashem Tiktzor, are you going to limit my ability? Are you going to suggest that I can't do something? So you see that Yad is written in the singular, and we speak because the Rabbeinu Shalom is not a human being. Ein lo demus haguf, ein lo guf. Why does he need to have two hands? He doesn't need any hands at all. But if we're going to think in terms of human understanding, in order that we can a little bit be masbir the midas of the Rabbeinu Shalom, then maybe he only needs one hand. On the other hand, we have Mikdosh. Yeah, in the Shira today we said Mikdosh Hashem Koinenu Yodecho is written with a Yud, Yud Dalad Yudchof, and that is the plural. We say B'maase Yodecho Aranein. Yeah, I will praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the work of your hands, and there Yodecho is written with a Yud, so it means the plural Yodecho. There's a possible Yodecho Asuni Vayechoinenuni. Again, Yodecho there is written with a Yud, and it's in the plural. So there's some psukim where we find the Rabbeinu Shalom's Yad is written in the singular. Kaviyochel, the Rabbeinu Shalom has one hand. Another psukim where it writes that the Rabbeinu Shalom has Kaviyochel two hands, which is maybe more akin to our understanding of a human being.
What's a different word for plural and singular?
Yes, the word is Yodecho. Yodecho means your hand, singular. Yodecho, without a Yud, is just the pausal form, which is the end of the Pasuk or Nesnachto. Like we said, for instance, Keil Nesor Yodecho. The word would be Yodecho, but we change it to Yodecho at the end of a Pasuk or at a Nesnachto when there's a pause. So Yodecho, without the Yud, is singular, your hand. Yodecho, with a Yud, Yud Dalad Yudchof, is from Yodayim, if you like. So therefore, it's Yodecho in the plural. So what is it here? Here it says, Peseach es Yodecho in the singular, because it's an esnachto.
Why can't you say the Isn't there a thing where the Bonish the right hand is midas adin and the left hand is midas?
Yeah.
So maybe we're only talking about one on. Maybe. Why don't you talk about both?
Maybe. But so I wanted to share with you the Siddur Avodas Hashem. brings down B'Shem the Tikune Zoya. So this is from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, not from some Rebbe who got into the Hamadiyah for the first time last week. And he says, Poiseach, he says, Es Yudecho. Poiseach Es Yudecho, yeah, that you open your, oh sorry, yeah, that you open Yudecho, your two Yuds, right, which is the Yud of Yud Kevovke and the Yud at the end of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So the combined name that you print in the Sfadish Sidurim of Yud Kei Vov Kei with the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud combined, which we said is the gematria of 91, Yud Kei Vov Kei plus Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the gematria of 91, which is Omein, which is Pei Aleph Yud, which is Poseach Es Yudecho, yeah, and that is Poseach Es Yudecho, your two Yuds, so to speak, that you open your two Yuds and you use the two Shemus in order to give us Parnosa. And that sounds like a very Hasidish pshat, but it comes from Shimon Bar Yochai. So it's going back to the Tanoim. The interesting thing is, the Minchas Shai says, he says something that, like this. He says, Lefi HaMasoyres, it's Chose Yud. He says, the word Yodecho here, according to the Masoyres, is missing a Yud. In other words, he learns pshat, the Poseach Es Yodecho is really Yodecho plural, Yud Dalad Yud Chof. But the Masoyah says that in this place we're going to spell it with only one. Whether the Rabbi Shalom is opening one hand or whether the Rabbi Shalom is opening two hands, the idea is that he's opening hands because we have in Parshas Re'eh, when you're giving tzedakah, yeah, posoyach tiftach es yodecho. Right? The idea of one person giving to somebody else, of one person being generous and providing to another person, we use that expression, poseach es yodecho, tiftach es yodecho, poseach tiftach es yodecho la'aniecho, etc., etc. So therefore, the idea is that Rabbi Shem is opening his hand in order to provide us with panosa. But, yeah, there are others who say, why is yodecho written here, yodecho, another yodecho singular? Yeah? No, sorry. Why is it Yodecho and not Poseach Es Hayad, for instance? Yeah, Yodecho, it says the same thing. He wants to say that the same concept of Ani Veloy Malach, Ani Veloy Sorof, Ani Veloy Ache. Poseach Es Yodecho, we want the Rebbein Shalom to give us Parnosa direct and not Alidei Malach, not through intermediaries, etc., etc. But the Rebbein Shalom should have a direct eye on us and worry about our needs, and the Rebbein Shalom should provide us with what's called. Because the Gemara says in Tanis, Daf Beis, and on Daf Gimel, that three Maftechos, there were three keys where they're Biyodesh LaKodesh Baruch Hu, which were Shaloi Nimsur L'Shliach. And one of them is Mafteach of Parnosa. As it says, says the Gemara, that Mafteach of Parnosa was not given over to a Malach, but the Rabbi Shalom deals with Parnosa personally, Dichsiv, Poiseach Es Yodecho. So therefore they say, Yodecho, your hand, means Yodecho, Ani Veloy Malach, Ani Veloy Sorof, we're dealing with the Rabbi Shalom himself. Yeah. There's one final pshat which Rashi brings down, which is not to say, like the Ibn Ezra, that Poiseach Es Yodecho is going on the Rabbi Shalom that you open your hand, but Poiseach, he opens Es Yodecho, your hand. He gives us the ability to receive the Parnosa. Right, we're desperate, so to speak. We're looking to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Rabbeinu Shalom enables us. There are people, unfortunately, who are not able to be Mekabel Hashpoas. There are people who are not well. There are people who are sick. There are people who are dead. There are people who are in all sorts of situations where they cannot be Mekabel Hashpoas, which the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to send down. Yeah, and therefore, they could have mental problems, they could have physical problems, etc., etc. So, Poiseach Es Yodecho, one of the pshatim that Rashi brings down is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens your hand. In other words, talk about Yodecho is us, that our hands are able to receive from the Rabbeinu Shalom the Parnosa that he wants.
You see Sfadim doing like this when they say,
yeah.
Yodecho, you see them like open.
They go like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know why. Okay, we still have to learn about Umaspia, Lechol Chai, and Rotzoin. Rotzoin is the most difficult of them all. Rotzoin is the most difficult of them all because it seems to be tagged on to the end of the Pasuk. It doesn't grammatically fit into the Pasuk, and there are many interesting pshatim in that, which maybe we'll leave for another time. Mir Hashem, thank you for listening.